From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
Walters. In hundreds of cities. Welcome back to, or welcome to, if you're just joining us, to the Armed American Radio Monster Cast, live to the nation from those toasty beaches of South Florida, all the way up to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska. We know you guys are listening. I've gotten your emails. Great. I love it. It's so cool to get emails from the crab fishermen up there that listen to the program. It's pretty cool, right?
Yep, absolutely.
You'll be ice fishing here soon, won't you? We're live at the Minnesota State Fair. You know, in about a month, I heard somebody say in about a month it's going to be
snowing. Hey, it'll be a little over a month. Better be is all I got to say.
I hope so for your sake. Good heavens. But a big winter's coming. I am Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom. That was Lee Michaels, operations manager at AM 1280 The Patriot here, whose booth we are at. We make the trek every year, and it's a tremendous amount of fun, and thank you for having us.
Glad to have you. I still remember that first fair when we were down at the other end of the build. Fairgrounds right across from the DFL booth.
Yeah, and you know, I remember how hot it was down there that day, too.
Oh, yeah.
I remember walking in, and a couple years ago, we had to go around and skirt around a protest that made national news. You know, we tend to forget those things. I get to see – well, I don't get to see because we're here now. I don't get to see the Al Franken booth.
Right. That was just around the corner. Yep, that was the DFL booth right across
the
street.
Went over there and handed him a gun on a stick over there. But, you know, we used to do the gun on a stick promotion here, but we can't do it this year here at the fair. Why not?
They were banned.
The gun on a stick was banned.
Yeah, basically we were told by the powers that be here that they wouldn't approve it for this year because apparently somebody had dropped one of these guns on a stick, got in the hands of a child, and mom complained.
And a picture of a gun and the radio station logos and USCCA and Armed American Radio just isn't politically correct enough.
The only thing would have been better if they would have come by here and confiscated them. They'd already been passed out at that point.
I'll say this, mission accomplished. And I can hear, and I know AWR Hawkins very well. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News is on the other end of the phone, and I can guarantee he's rolling his eyeballs right now. They've banned the pictures of the gun on a stick. The reason we call it a gun on a stick, in case you know, is we are at the Minnesota State Fair now, which is just an absolutely incredible event. If you've never been, my gosh. Plan to come. There are hundreds of thousands of people that attend this fair, and the Minnesota State Fair is widely recognized as having the single largest quantity or variety of foods on a stick of any fair anywhere in the world. Isn't that true?
We're probably like the number two fair in the country, basically behind Texas, because Texas is 30 days long. We're 12 days, but 1 million, 2 million people a year, and I think there's 80-plus foods on a stick.
Yeah, and just to give you an idea of how much is actually sold, we've got these Sweet Martha cookies sitting here. She's only open for 2 weeks during the fair, 12 days.
12 days.
And will gross over $3.1 million in sales of cookies during that 12-day period. It's absolutely incredible. Hey, Lee, let's go to the Armed American Radio Breitbart News hotline for AWR Hawkins and talk some national reciprocity because this personally impacts me right now as I sit here. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, award-winning journalist and great friend. How you doing, brother?
Doing great. Great to be with you.
Always a pleasure to have you here. Can you believe it, AWR, that the gun on a stick was banned at the Minnesota State Fair this year, the picture of the gun on a stick? Now, we've got some hanging up in there. Mm-hmm. We just can't pass them out. What do you think when you hear stuff like that, AWR?
Oh, no, I mean, it's sad, but it's believable. I mean, it's as you said a while ago, just roll the eyes, and it's believable. I'm almost shocked that it lasted as long as it did.
Yeah, what did it last? What did we run, 2 years?
I think we did three years ago on the stick.
2014, 15, and 16, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, but they've banned them. But that's okay. Mission accomplished. The fact that they banned them means we've made our point, and we get to sit here and talk about it at the fair and rag them at the fair for banning the gun on a stick at the fair. Hey, AWR, you wrote about national reciprocity this week at Breitbart News. Let's go there briefly. Here's why. I'm sitting outside here at the Midway at the Minnesota State Fair now, people walking by, and I flew up from Atlanta, Georgia, and I had to come up here without my firearm because I don't have a reciprocal permit here. And I carry two permits, a Georgia permit and a valid Florida permit, which gives me darn near 40 states of coverage, except the one I'm in. So where are we with national reciprocity? You wrote a piece titled Manhattan DA, National Reciprocity is a Gift to the Islamic State. Good Lord.
Yeah, that's Cyprus. I can't think of his last name now. Is it Cyprus James?
Cyrus Vance.
Cyrus Vance, yeah. Well, he's an idiot. But the problem we have is not him. The problem we have is Speaker Ryan and Majority Leader McConnell. McConnell is just has no leadership skills, and Speaker Ryan hates Trump. So those are our two problems. So Ryan doesn't want to do anything that will make Trump look good, and McConnell doesn't have the ability to do anything that people want him to do. And so it's got to slow down. Trump can't do anything about it. He's already voiced support for it, already made clear it's what he wants. But it's not going to happen as long as you have people like Speaker Ryan who don't want to do anything that would give him a boost. If you think about it, we have majority in the House, majority in the Senate, plus we have 8 red state Democrats who have to vote pro-gun in order to get reelected in 2018. So we have 60-plus is how that works. We're 60-plus votes when it comes to guns. This is a gimme. We should be accomplishing so much right now. The Hearing Protection Act, national reciprocity, on and on we could go. Boom, 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 boom. Easy to do. But Speaker Ryan doesn't want to do anything to help Trump, and McConnell doesn't have a bit of leadership skills, so here we are. So hopefully, by 2018, they'll get rolling. If not, hopefully, enough people will rally to remove Ryan from his leadership position that he'll feel pressure and get it done. But unless that happens, we're in a bad spot.
Yeah, we are in a bad spot. And I had anticipated, you know, when I spoke to Representative Barry Loudermilk, who happens to be my representative, after what happened at the ball field in Virginia, I was skeptical. I was a little trepidatious, to say the least, but still a little bit optimistic that we were going to see some movement. Now, I'm getting ready to bring Massey to this program, who has written the D.C. Portion of that, of national reciprocity, specifically for Washington, D.C., and I'm looking forward to talking with him because they seemed very upbeat a few, let's say about 2 months ago, Lee, about national reciprocity moving forward. But you just said something interesting about McConnell, so let's go there for a moment. Why can't he, as the leader of the Senate, he can do anything he wants to do. Why is he dragging his feet on this? Is it for the same reason that Speaker Ryan is, that he just doesn't want to give Trump a win?
Well, it could be because, you know, it was McConnell this week that said he didn't know if Trump could, recover from where he is to ever become an efficient or a president who can accomplish his goals. Well, Trump isn't holding himself back. McConnell's missed the whole boat. What's holding Trump back are the members of Congress, members of the Senate, and so I would say to McConnell, when McConnell says, I don't know if Trump can ever turn the corner and be the leader he said he would be. When McConnell says that, I say to McConnell, those of us looking at you don't know if you can ever turn the corner and be the leader you think you are. Because he's not a leader. McConnell is a loser first class. He got humiliated with what he did. He's got a gimme on national reciprocity. It's a gimme. And what's he done? I haven't heard a peep out of him, not a peep. And that's why his approval rating in Kentucky, and ultimately that's the only approval rating that matters, his approval rating in Kentucky is 18. 18. Pathetic. I hope he gets beat so bad. I hope he gets beat so bad the next time he runs that he never pursues political office again. And I mean that with all my heart. And it's because he has let all this time waste this year. He had no intention of pushing this. He's just kind of coasting to get through, enjoying the special protection he gets as a leader. He kind of feels like he's part of the ruling class, which he is. And I cannot wait till they vote him out of office.
Well, interestingly, I should say this, that while you are in the great state, the free state of Arizona, you hail from Kentucky.
Right.
This is personal for you. And I know that Mitch McConnell, I know that Mitch McConnell is pro-gun, or am I wrong? Because we've both said that on this program before. Have we been mistaken?
Right. No, he's pro-gun when he has to be. And what I mean by that is votes have always been pro-gun. It's the one thing you can count on. But see, with national reciprocity, there's no pressure on him. It's not like they say, whereas Hillary Reid called for a vote on April 17th, 2013, for gun control, which would have been universal background checks. The pressure was on right then. McConnell did the right thing. Right now, there's no pressure because McConnell's not allowing a gun control vote, and he's not allowing a pro-gun vote. So it's the status quo. So it didn't feel any pressure. what we didn't realize is Kentuckians want national reciprocity, and if he's not going to do it, they're not going to support him in the next election, and I look forward to it. I want to see him beat. I cannot wait to see him move out of his office.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. There's no doubt in my mind. There is no doubt in my mind that he is will more than likely lose in Kentucky that next round. Hey, when we come back, a great happy ending story. Here's the taste of it. Suspect shot in head after allegedly invading a home as Harvey made landfall. That's a happy ending story. I'll tell you why when we come back. A.W.R. Hawkins wrote about it. We're going to breathe voice and life into that written word. Back right after this on Armed American Radio from the Minnesota State Fair. I'd like to share with you the story of a true American hero today. This is the story of a man named Buddy. Now, Buddy is an Army vet who spent his life defending his country and his fellow man. But when Buddy needed help, the screwed up legal system turned on him and threw him in jail simply for defending his family. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend showed up on Buddy's doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested him. That's when Buddy called the USCCA because he knew that his membership gave him exclusive access to a network of pro Second Amendment attorneys, upfront funding for bail and legal fees, and the peace of mind that someone was on his side. The USCCA got Buddy back to his daughter, wife, and life, and they can do the same for you. Visit armedandresponsible.com to see their world-class training and resources, as well as their invaluable self-defense coverage. As an added bonus, when you activate your membership, you'll get a free entry to win today's gun so you too can be prepared to defend yourself and your loved ones. Again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
It's cold out here.
It rained earlier. Is it going to snow next?
I don't know. It is cold out here. I'm sitting here with goosebumps. I'm leaning and hunched forward. You're going to go get me a 1280 AM the Patriot sweatshirt. It's crazy, man. Minnesota weather just kills me. Now, I have been up here before when it's been negative 30-something out, you know, with the wind chill, and I have felt the brutal cold here in January and February. And this is actually quite nice. It's just a little chilly, and there's no humidity but the wind blowing. But anyway, welcome back to the Minnesota State Fair. The annual trek. I come up here every year. This is about, what, 6 years or something? I've lost count.
I think you've done like 6 out of 7 or something five like out of six. It's been a long time.
It has been a while, and it's an awful lot of fun. That's Lee Michaels, the great Lee Michaels.
But you can't call me Lee anymore because that might offend somebody.
Speaking of that, you're going to love this. AWR Hawkins, welcome back to the show on the Breitbart News Hotline at Armed American Radio. You're going to love this, AWR. You ready for this?
Ready.
Okay, you know that Robert Lee, the sports commentator at ESPN, was pulled off the UVA game because his name wasn't politically correct, right?
Right.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here with Lee Michaels, so I've got a new name for him. Every time he's on the program now, I'm going to refer to him as General Lee Michaels. The General Lee. It's great to have you here, General Lee Michaels. A pleasure. Thanks, man. Hey, AW, somebody's going to get an email. It's going to be a riot. I can't wait to read it. Okay, AWR Hawkins, happy ending stories. Me and you cover a bunch of them, and I love them. Suspect shot in head after allegedly invading a home as Harvey made landfall. This is a happy ending story, and I'll tell you why. Not because somebody was shot in the head, but because a homeowner is alive today, and I'm happy about that, because the individual trying to break into what he probably thought was a home that was evacuated so he could steal someone's belonging prior to an upcoming catastrophe is the lowest form of scum of the earth that I can think of. And quite frankly, when you attempt to deprive another human being of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly, particularly when you're that low of a criminal. That's a happy ending story. AWR, you wrote about it. Tell us about it.
No, you've about nailed it. I mean, the hurricane made landfall, and at that time, I guess it was about 11 p.m., 911 was called, and the suspect had been shot in the head. And, I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, it's kind of what you get, as you say. You know, if he indeed did what they said, if he targeted the home right as the hurricane was hitting, you know, guess what? The homeowner was there. It was a bad move, and you learned your lesson. Fortunately for this guy, it appears he lived. I mean, he was conscious when they took him to the hospital. So, for all I know, he's still alive right now, but I doubt that come the next hurricane, he will invade a home, so lesson learned.
Yeah, well, he probably won't at this stage of the game, and you know what? The whole thing turned out happy for the homeowner, and it reminds people that that's Texas, and it is really, truly amazing to me that there are people stupid enough, not just in Texas, but anywhere, that would even attempt to do something like that. But, you know, lo and behold, that's why we live where we live. It's why that is, as you always say, AWR Hawkins, the Second Amendment literally in action, isn't it?
Right. That's it. And, you know, and I thought about what you say. You know, you say in Texas. You look at Governor Greg Abbott. Do you think Governor Abbott would even, if someone told him that story, and I'm sure he's aware of it, but if someone told him that story to try to get him to react negatively, it wouldn't even faze him, because in Governor Abbott's mind, that's just how the world works. You break in, you get shot. And the people in Texas can't have a better governor. Abbott is so pro-Second Amendment, it is unbelievable. And this is just how it's going to work. And if you live in Texas and tonight you're thinking about maybe intruding on a home, I would advise you to think about many other options, like go to a movie, go to Chili's and eat, any number of things. But invading a home would not be even on my list, because if you don't die, you're probably going to be badly wounded.
Yeah, you're not going to be invading any homes in the near future. All right, let's go on to another one. The headline is one that grabbed me. It grabbed me when I saw it. It came out today. Gun range ends ladies' night. Lee, I don't know if you heard this. Did you see this?
No, not yet.
Gun range ends ladies' night after man threatens legal action for discrimination. God, Lord, what have we come to, AWR Hawkins?
I mean, it's so sad. Well, what this gun range did, this is the Riverside Magnum Range. They allow women to come on Thursday nights, and they don't have to pay the range fee. Now, that doesn't mean they don't have to buy ammo or targets or anything else, but they simply don't have to pay the $15 range fee. That's it. And men can still come that night, but they have to pay the range fee. So you have this one individual who got all butthurt over it, and he said, you know what? I think I may pursue legal action on this because it's discrimination. He sent a letter to the range threatening legal action. They had to cancel ladies' night. Here we are. It's something to let women come out and hone their skills, and now they had to end it. It's over. This last Thursday, which I believe was the 24th, that was the last Thursday they'll ever do that because they don't want to face a lawsuit.
Jason Govia had been taking his daughter, as you write here, to shoot on ladies' night and explained his frustration after hearing it ended over Rolando's letter. He said, and I quote, maybe this guy doesn't have a mother or a sister or a daughter. I don't know. But AWR, isn't that what we're trying to accomplish here? Aren't we trying to get more women into shooting and into self-defense and into living an armed lifestyle and a safe, concealed carry armed lifestyle? And isn't this a big part of it? And don't we want our mothers and our daughters and our sisters and our aunts and our grandmothers to feel safe? And is $15 really that big of a deal? And this guy might just need a new job or something then, huh?
Well, here's what I think. I think the left says they want people. The left says we're not against all guns. We're only against guns in the hands of people who shouldn't have them. And then they oppose gun safety classes in school. They oppose Eddie Eagle courses, which are NRA-sponsored. They oppose women's night or ladies' night at the gun range where women are honing their skills. And on I can go. They oppose national reciprocity, which is national reciprocity for law-abiding citizens only. On I could go. See, the reality is the left says they're for this, they're against that. But in reality, the left is against gun ownership, period. They're against gun ownership, period. And little examples like this stack up to prove that.
Well, you have an actual copy of the letter. On June 29th, 2017, I patronized your above-referenced facility. As you are aware, Riverside Magnum Range openly maintains a quote-unquote Ladies' Day promotion on Thursdays, advertised as follows. Ladies' Day every Thursday, all day long, no charge range fee. Enclosed, you will find a copy of the receipt from my visit along with some useful information from the California Department of Fair Employment and whatever, explaining the something Civil Rights Act. And then it goes on to this. So, this guy's making a civil rights. It's unbelievable for $15. You just got to wonder. Now, a legitimate question. We've got 20 seconds coming into this break. Is this guy just a liberal dope doing whatever he can to try to shut this thing down, or is he really serious? If he is, he's stupid. What? 10 seconds. Go ahead.
Can't answer the question. I don't know anything about him, but it's weird. That's all. I mean, I know it's not the answer you want. I'm just going to say it's weird.
No, that is the answer we wanted. AWR Hawkins, we'll be right back at the bottom of the hour here, coming back from the Minnesota State Fair live at the AM 1280, the Patriot booth from these Crossbreed Holster Studios, which are now mobile. And it's chilly. Lee's getting me, General Lee is getting me a 1280 AM the Patriot sweatshirt. I can't wait to put it on. I'll be right back with AWR Hawkins and General Lee right after this. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
I'd like to share with you the story of a true American hero today. This is the story of a man named Buddy. Now, Buddy is an Army vet who spent his life defending his country and his fellow man. But when Buddy needed help, the screwed up legal system turned on him and threw him in jail, simply for defending his family. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend showed up on Buddy's doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested him. That's when Buddy called the USCCA, because he knew that his membership gave him exclusive access to a network of pro Second Amendment attorneys, upfront funding for bail and legal fees, and the peace of mind that someone was on his side. The USCCA got Buddy back to his daughter, wife, and life, and they can do the same for you. Visit armedandresponsible.com to see their world-class training and resources, as well as their invaluable self-defense coverage. As an added bonus, when you activate your membership, you'll get a free entry to win today's gun so you too can be prepared to defend yourself and your loved ones. Again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Your own toolkit, or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
All right, welcome back to the Minnesota State Fair. It's a little chilly. I got my new AM 1280 The Patriot sweatshirt on. It's bright red. You can't miss me.
You're looking sharp.
Big hoodie, right, going on. A little bit too big, but it's nice and comfortable. Listen, many of you understand that protecting yourself and your family is your responsibility. If you're ever forced to defend yourself or your wife or your child, it's a decision that you make on the spot. Picture it. The instant when you know the threat is real, your heart pounds knowing that you have just a split second to act. I know that because I've lived it. Many of us know that we would act. If someone or a loved one was in danger, we'd protect them at all costs. But the aftermath is frightening, something that would change our lives forever. Now you need protection from the law instead of the bad guy needing protection. It's perverted, isn't it? Get self-defense insurance from the USCCA. They'll support you with 100% upfront coverage for criminal defense, civil suits, and bail funding. They have a 24/7 critical response team, local attorney coordination, and more. All you have to do is visit armedandresponsible.com for coverage starting at only $13 a month. We already know we will defend our loved ones. I know I will. Now be prepared for the legal and financial battle that's sure to follow. Activate your membership today at armedandresponsible.com, and you'll be entered to win a brand new gun. Free stuff is always cool. Go to armedandresponsible.com. Welcome back to the Minnesota State Fair Show. Armed American Radio continues now. General Lee Michaels, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
You have a coat on, so you can sit and laugh at me. Sean can laugh at me all you want, but you went and put a
shirt. I went and put my coat on, too.
It's a little bit chilly, but that's okay. It's lots of fun. All right, let's go back to the hotline, the AWR Hawkins Breitbart News Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Hotline. I can't get over that story. I read that letter from this guy. And I guess that's a guy who would get upset at ladies' night at a bar, yeah, you know, who just doesn't understand that the reason it's free to get in is that so he can go and meet all the beautiful women.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand it.
Yeah, they banned the ladies' nights here in Minnesota.
This is some goofball. It's just ridiculous. AWR Hawkins, welcome back, brother.
Hey, great to be with you.
All right, let's see. Where do we want to go here? You know, California is really a petri dish, AWR Hawkins, of gun grabber. It's gun grabber mania. And you have a piece up about firearms owners finding a loophole to foil California's AR-15 registration scheme. And this really is a scheme. And by the way, so is the ammunition scheme. Now, let me explain what I'm talking about here. In California, Governor Brown signed into law, you now have to, and I want you to correct me if I'm wrong, AWR, I don't have it up, I'm going off of memory, but you have to show an identification so that the state can register you and the ammunition that you buy. Now, they flat out know if you're buying ammunition, you're a gun owner, so this, in fact, is a gun registration scheme, is it not?
Oh, yeah. No, the gun ammunition background check is a back door to registration, no doubt. But there is flat-out gun registration, period. If you own a gun, you have to register it, period, be it a semi-automatic handgun, a revolver, a bolt-action rifle, whatever. So people need to understand that. There is just bona fide registration. Then on top of that, there is assault weapon registration, quote-unquote. And that applies to your assault weapon, quote-unquote. If it has a bullet button, you have to register it. Then, as you say, there are ammunition background checks that will require, or they don't require, but they are de facto registration. What that is, I really believe the end goal of the ammunition background check is if you get a background check and they go, wow, look at this, it's Ben Jones getting a background check. He doesn't show any listing on a database for owning a gun. Why does he need ammunition? Now they write Ben Jones down as suspect. Ben Jones probably owns a gun that he hasn't registered. And so it's all part of broadening that state government's knowledge of where every gun is. And if you live in California, you go, well, who cares? It doesn't matter to me. I'm law-abiding. Well, if that's your attitude, you're wrong. And here's why. Because in California, not only do they have gun registration laws, they already have gun confiscation laws. So wake up. They're doing a database for a reason. This is not pie in the sky. This is not crazy conspiracy theory, black helicopter stuff. This is reality. They already have confiscation laws on the books, and all of this stuff plays into it.
And now they know where you are, whether you're buying ammunition or whether or not you're registering your handguns or registering your bullet button equipped assault weapon, quote unquote. Lee, go ahead.
Well, and think about that. You're somebody, I'm going to buy, you know, maybe I'm a young guy, but I'm going to get dad or grandpa some ammo for his gun for his birthday. I've given ammo. I mean,
sure.
You give ammo as a gift, and now you're going to find yourself on some list regardless of
right.
your intention behind that.
Right. And AWR Hawkins, somebody's going to be looking at that list, brother. Go ahead, my friend.
No, you're talking about Lee. I think that's Lee talking about dad or grandma. Look, my grandpa died. Think about this gun. It's fairly rare. Fairly rare. I'm not saying it's worth money, but you don't. A 16-gauge double barrel. All right, that's what my grandpa had. Now, if I go buy 16-gauge shotgun shells in California, I'm not going to register that gun. If I live in California, they're out of luck. I'm never going to register that gun. So as soon as I buy those shotgun shells, though, they're going to say I'm suspect. He's suspect. Look, AWR's buying shotgun shells, but we don't have registration for, you know. So when they do the big confiscation sweep, they're going to knock on my door just like anybody else's door. They're going to do all the doors where guns are registered. Then they're going to go to my door because I one day bought 16-gauge shotgun shells, and I never registered a 16-gauge shotgun because they're never going to know where my grandpa's gun is. And that's what they're doing. They want to find these guns because they want to be sure the government has a count of everything. And that way, when the big day comes that they can just sweep them up in California, they can do it that way. And you people in California who think I'm crazy, who think, well, there's no way they would ever really do that, I'm sorry. Now, if you live in Texas or Arizona or Oklahoma, if I were saying these things, you'd be right. I'd be Looney Tunes. It'll never happen there. It'll never happen in Missouri. I mean, there are states where if that kind of action was pushed, the legislature would be the first to shoot back. And I love that. But in California, it's not that way. In California, the legislature, even now, is looking for the opportunity to sweep in and take guns if they can. If you think I'm lying, you hide and watch.
AWR Hawkins, if I hear you correctly, my good friend, what you're telling listeners is that if you're buying ammunition in California, someone is looking at you. There is a bureaucrat comparing you to a list they already have. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's it. They're running numerous lists. I mean, Mark, I get
health lists in California.
Right.
I get frustrated because I don't want to. I'm afraid people dismiss this as conspiracy talk, and neither you nor I ever want to do that kind of talk. This is reality talk. In California, think about it. They put universal background checks in place in the 90s. That's followed by an assault weapons ban. That's followed by gun registration laws. That's followed by gun confiscation laws. Could anybody script it any better? We have warned at Breitbart News again and again and again. If you pass universal background checks, the next thing coming is a registration because they are unenforceable apart from a gun registry. They simply are. And it's playing out in real time in California. Folks, wake up. Vote those Democrats out. Vote them out, or you better leave the state or you're going to lose your guns. That's the bottom line.
Unfortunately, that's not going to happen. You're right. Vote them out. You know, elections have consequences, and they continue to have consequences in California, and we continue to see this lunacy, and it is, in fact, crazy. All right, let's move over to another piece. You have got so much to work with here, and it's so much fun to read this. I keep up with your stuff every day. But, Professor, Charlottesville car attack lets Democrats run on gun control in 2018. You know, I kind of shook my head a little bit, you know, the old SMH moniker in the text messages when I read that, because AWR Hawkins, what does a car attack have to do with gun control if you're a Democrat? How do you correlate the two?
Zero. I wrote the title that way because when people share it with him, I wanted to imagine him grinding his teeth and taking a nitro tablet. I wrote the title that way because I want to expose him for the fool he is. I wanted him to laugh at me and diminish me as some hasty who knows nothing, who writes gun articles. And then after all his anger, I wanted him to look down at my byline and realize I have a PhD just like him, and I have zero respect for him. Zero respect, because he is academic scum. He is the kind of animal that taught me when I was learning, and I've survived people like him because I love this country.
AWR Hawkins, stop right there. Perfect place. Absolutely brilliant response, my friend. Gosh, you're hearing it. AWR Hawkins is bringing it. Minnesota State Fair, Armed American Radio, back right after this from 1280 AM to Patriot.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American.
And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Man, I can't believe it. We are wrapping up the second hour of Armed American Radio right here from the Minnesota State Fair. It got dark. That Ferris wheel's huge, by the way. I didn't ever see how big that thing is.
That is a 15-story Ferris wheel. It is the largest traveling Ferris wheel in North America. This is the first year for it here.
I would never get on it, but it is cool to look at.
It's got like a million LED lights or something on
it. I don't do traveling carnival rides. I'm sorry. I just don't do traveling carnival rides.
I don't either.
If I knew you and you were not a pilot and you got your pilot's license after I've known you, I'm not flying with you because you're not a pilot, because I knew you when you weren't a pilot. Okay. That's just me. Welcome back to the program. Let's go back and light up the Breitbart News Armed American Radio Hotline with our good friend AWR Hawkins. AWR, I got to give this professor his due here by reading his name from the previous segment. It's University of Kansas Professor Don Patrick Hayter Markle. He has a hyphenated name. Now, that might say something about him, but I'll leave that go. Here's what I want to tell you, AWR. After we got out of the break, a couple of folks sitting here turned around and said, "Man, AWR, tell us how you really feel, brother."
Right. Hey, look, here's the deal. I love my Texas Tech Road Raiders. I love them. But I've got to tell you, I was asked to quit the PhD program twice, and a lot of it was because of defending gun rights and defending the military, not for doing things I shouldn't have done. And so I had to deal with these animals, and by animals I mean academicians. They're all animals. And I had a Vietnam vet named James Rechner, who deserves all the glory anybody can give him. He came up on me in a hall. He's a much older gentleman, of course. He was almost 70 at that time. And he put his arm under my arm, and I turned around. I looked at him. I go, "Dr. Rechner?" And he said, "Hawkins, I'm going to get you through this. Just shut your mouth and go with me." And I said, "There's no way you can do it. There's no way you can do it." And here's what he said. Think about what I'm going to say. He said, "These liberals fear me more than they hate you." And he got me through that program. And but were it not for a man like him, I would have never secured a PhD. Why? Because of these hippie freaks like this dude at the University of Kansas. He thinks he's smart because he has PhD after his name. Well, guess what? I do too. But I don't go around telling people that makes me smart, because it doesn't. What it means is I had the discipline to sit in class 6.5, 4 years after most people, fold it up and get a real job and move on. I just stayed there, did those certain studies. I'm not saying it's not worthwhile, don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying is these academicians, they look at themselves, they become so haughty. And when I look at this guy, this I think you hate or Markle or whatever his name is, I laugh at him. I hope he's listening tonight. I want him to know that. I laugh at him. I mock him. My article, the whole goal is to mock him. And I'll probably email it to him a couple of times this week, hopefully, just to get under enough response. And if he responds, it'll be funny, but that's it.
Well, it'll be funny because we're listened to throughout the state of Kansas right now. Kansas, we love you. Wichita, the big talker, and the rest of you out there in Kansas, love you guys. If you're listening, you see this column from A.W.R. Hawkins. It's right at Breitbart. Go ahead, print it, copy and paste it, and send it to him.
To your point, because this is very important, I love Kansas. What you're saying is very important, and you and I don't talk off air about these things, so I'm going to say it of my own volition. I love Kansas. I don't want them to think that I look at this gentleman as a reflection of Kansas. What I see in him is a reflection of academia,
right,
which is not the same thing. And so when I say I mock him, I don't mean I mock Kansans. What I love Governor Brownback. I love the fact that he has done campus carry. He has done open carry. He has been a warrior for the Second Amendment. I love Kansas people. But this academician right here, forget him. He's just another animal that I had to fight through to get my degree. And when I was done, no one would hire me. No one would give me a job because I was conservative. And then came a man named Steve Bannon. And so God bless Steve Bannon. And I mean that with all my heart.
You mean that Steve Bannon?
That's Steve Bannon.
That's who we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Real Deal here, lest you think you're not. You truly are. Let's move down to Justice Stephen Breyer for a second, AWR. Take this to maybe the last 4 minutes. This is a disturbing article that you wrote on August 24th, and I'll give the headline as I always do and let you explain it. But Justice Stephen Breyer, Second Amendment not about keeping a gun by your bed. Now, you would think that a man like Justice Stephen Breyer would at some point in time wake up. Now, that's the best way I can phrase that without being on satellite radio. It's a satellite radio moment for me. But during a rebroadcast interview with PBS's Charlie Rose, Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer said he believes the Second Amendment is a collective right. Now, this is 2017, A.W.R. Hawkins. For God's sakes, don't black robes matter?
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. You got to think about this. I know you think about it, Mark, but I'm just saying for the listeners, Stephen Breyer doesn't walk through society without protection. As a Supreme Court justice, he enjoys some armed protection. So that's the part that even gets me even worse. See, Stephen Breyer doesn't have to worry about having a gun by his bed. When Justice Scalia passed away, which was a terrible day in February 2016, a terrible day, but he had the option of having U.S. Marshals with him at every moment, and he had asked them not to travel with him, but that option was there. See, you and I don't know about you, Mark, but I don't have that option. I can't call the U.S. Marshal Service. They don't give a crap about my life. And so I have to protect my own life. And that's what gets me. This is that haughty, ruling class attitude that the 38 Special I have on my bed, which, if you think I'm lying, I have a Kimber K6S by my bed right now, a 38 Special Plus P. That's my night gun. The fact that he thinks the Second Amendment doesn't give me the right to have that just tells me how haughty he is. And when he tries to act like a regular man, which is what he does, he tries to talk like he's one of us, just like Speaker Ryan does. He's not one of us. Breyer is not one of us. He is one of the elite. He is part of the ruling class. And the fact that he talks down to me makes me dislike him even more. It doesn't make me wish ill for him. It just makes me wish that he would keep his mouth closed and keep doing what he's in his position to do, which is hear cases and rule on them. But don't give us this extracurricular opinion, because I don't want to hear it.
Well, I got to go here. You invoke Federalist 46, and you know I'm a big fan of Federalist 46 and Madison and others in the Federalist Papers. This is very important stuff. Does Justice Breyer, has he not, I mean, my God, he's a Supreme Court justice. You would think that he would know this stuff inside out. But in 46, he talks about the importance of the militia, meaning Madison. He talks, as you say, and I'll quote you, about how the people can rally into militias to repel a tyranny from within our borders, a tyranny from our own centralized government. However, the ability to band together and repel a tyranny is predicated on individuals possessing guns, hence the right of the people to keep and bear arms. I'm speaking here now, and I'm off your quote. Hence why the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed so the militia could be mustered. And I go back to, if you're very simplistic and you don't like to think and you just watch TV and movies, I want you to go back and I want you to watch The Patriot. I want you to watch the part where Heath Ledger walks in and musters the militia inside the church. That's the Second Amendment and the militia in action. A.W.R. Hawkins, man, we've got to cut it out. I hate to do it, but God bless you for being here and everything that you do at Breitbart. You can follow A.W.R. Hawkins at Facebook, facebook.com/A.W.R. Hawkins, on Twitter at A.W.R. Hawkins. A.W.R., thank you, brother. We'll see you soon. A.W.R. Hawkins, man, he's really good. Tell us how you really feel. It's wonderful stuff. I hope you enjoyed the hour. I did. We are wrapping up hour two from the Minnesota State Fair here at the AM 1280 The Patriot booth. I am Mark Walters, been filling your prescription for freedom. Until we meet in the next hour, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. We'll be right back. We're going to talk some training and all kinds of fun stuff. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.